Hi kids, this is Pastor Chad. I'm preaching to the adults right now, but we wanted to share with you as well. So listen to the story and do the activities in the packet we gave you, and you'll learn just as much as the adults.
Ahab, son of Omri, became king over Israel some many years ago. He was a wicked man who did things that displeased God. Ahab turned away from the one true God and began to worship a fake god known as Baal. The anger of God against Ahab rumbled from on high. God then sent his prophet Elijah to Ahab. Elijah went before the king.
What do you want?
I come to bring a message from the Most High God. I bear a message of judgment. The Lord said that neither rain nor dew will come again for the next few years or until he commands.
Elijah then left the presence of the king. Shortly after, King Ahab grew angry, especially because there was no rain and all the lakes and brooks began to dry up so that there was no water.
Guards! Find the fool Elijah who has brought this curse upon our land. Go over all the lands and all the nations until you find him.
Yuppers. Okay, sir, we're gonna find him and such, and we'll bring him back to you. And like.
But the guards searched high and low, far and wide, and did not find Elijah. Instead, after 3 years, the Lord said unto Elijah,
Elijah, go to King Ahab yourself. And soon after, I will end this famine and bring forth rain.
As you command.
When Elijah went before King Ahab, King Ahab shouted with rage.
You insolent fool! You troublemaker of Israel! You dare to show your face to me?
I am no troublemaker. You and the family you have come from have brought trouble unto Israel. You have ignored God's commandments, and you have worshipped Baal, a fake god that speaks as often as rocks speak to sand.
Hey, that's not very nice.
Summon all the people and bring them to the mountain. Bring the 850 prophets of the false gods, and we will see now the truth of who truly reigns in heaven and on earth.
You are but one prophet of an unseen god. You truly think you can stop the power of Baal when I have hundreds of prophets to call upon his name? You truly are the fool I thought you'd be.
So all the people and the prophets of Baal traveled up the mountain. Once at the top, Elijah instructed them,
Since I'm a bit outnumbered, I'll let the prophets of Baal go first. This is what we'll do. First, build an altar and place a sacrifice on it and add wood. After you, I'll do the same thing. We'll see whose god can bring fire down upon the altar.
So the prophets of Baal built the altar and put a sacrifice on it. They piled the wood up and then began to chant to their god. They did this from morning until night. Then Elijah began to taunt them.
You know, maybe he's just really tired and you need to shout louder. No. Maybe he's traveling and he won't be back till Friday. No, maybe he's just thinking really hard and you have to speak up to get his attention.
All this caused the prophets to chant and shout even louder.
Bring ye lingy fire, dingy fire. Oh, I'm tired.
They did this until it was evening and it was time for Elijah to attempt. So Elijah rebuilt God's altar with 12 stones and covered it with wood and a sacrifice. Elijah then spoke.
Now, cover the wood and the sacrifice with 4 large jugs of water. Do this 3 times.
And so the people did, and water soaked over the altar and filled in pools around the sacrifice. All the wood was sopping wet. Elijah spoke again.
O people of Israel, from this day forward you must choose now whom you will serve, a God who cannot bring fire, or the Most High God over Israel.
The people wondered how fire could possibly start now that the wood and the stone was soaking wet. But Elijah began to pray.
O God, Most High Lord, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, bring forth your power in flames so that these people may know that you truly are God.
The sky began to rumble. The earth seemed to stand still. Then, in a fell whoosh of immense power, fire came down from the sky and engulfed the sacrifice. It burned so hot that the pools of water were burned away in a flash. All the people began to cheer for God. They bowed and knew that the Lord was truly God. For hundreds of prophets of a false god could not make dry wood catch fire. But the true God of the universe showed that wet wood or not, he can bring forth fire. He can bring forth rain. He is the God of the universe. This presentation has been brought to you by Creekside Bible Church.